First to Pakistan and the big bomb blast there. As soft targets go, the tight-knit old city markets in Peshawar couldn't be much softer. The area is popular with women and children. So far, the death toll is put at 90, but it's expected to rise. The car bomb too tore through the crowded marketplace without any warning. Across the border in Afghanistan, security forces there were placed on alert after attacks on foreigners at a guest house and a luxury hotel in Kabul. South Asia correspondent Sally Sara reports.
The narrow shopping street in Peshawar's old city collapsed into what looked like a canyon. Shop fronts were turned to rubble by the car bomb blast, leaving dozens of people buried. Within minutes, many buildings were on fire. Several shopkeepers stood with their arms raised in the air, unable to rescue some of those trapped by the flames and debris. Peshawar has been the site of some of Pakistan's most deadly terrorist attacks this year. In the past few weeks, it has been hit every few days. But even by Peshawar's standards, this was a devastating blast. It hit part of the market lined with toy, jewellery and women's clothing stores. Most of the victims were women and children. The latest attack came as the US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was visiting the capital Islamabad, promising help in the fight against terrorism.
These extremists are committed to destroying that which is dear to us as much as they are committed to destroying that which is dear to you and to all people.
Across the border in Afghanistan, there was more violence. Six foreigners working for the UN were killed when heavily armed terrorists stormed a guest house in the capital, Kabul. A short time later, rockets were fired at the luxury Serena Hotel. More than 100 guests, including foreign journalists and diplomats, took cover in the basement of the heavily fortified complex. Spokesman for the Interior Ministry, Zemurai Bashari, says the Afghan government will upgrade security for foreigners.
And we are trying to strengthen this belt and stop such attackers from infiltrating into the inner part of this circle.
The Taliban have promised there will be more attacks in the lead-up to next week's runoff presidential election. The militants have warned they will cut off the fingers of those who dare to cast their ballot, and foreigners remain firmly in the firing line for large-scale attacks. The United Nations is now increasing the travel restrictions and security for its foreign staff, including many election monitors who are scheduled to visit polling stations out in the field. The UN Special Representative in Afghanistan, Kai Ida, says staff need a chance to mourn their colleagues.
And now I do ask all of you to give us some time and some space to grieve and to reflect on this tragic incident.
There are now only 9 days to go until Afghanistan's runoff election. Security forces are on high alert, but many Afghans are bracing themselves for further violence. This is Sally Sara reporting for AM.